Signs of giving during Christmas were everywhere. One of the most familiar could be heard at Hilldale Mall on Madison's Near West Side, where Sharon Mann was a Salvation Army volunteer.
When children put money in the kettle, then they get a little piece of peppermint. If their mothers and fathers say it's okay.
Soothing holiday tunes provided a backdrop as last-minute customers coped with long lines and clerks did their best to prevent short tempers.
Waiting for a gift certificate, ma'am.
Okay.
As soon as this gentleman's done, he'll be done in a minute.
Thank you for shopping here.
Hilldale customer service.
Across town, phones were also ringing.
Hospitality House, this is Karen.
At the Hospitality House Men's Shelter inside Grace Episcopal Church in downtown Madison, the sounds of giving are not cash registers nor kettlebells ringing, but donations of food being passed out.
All right. We got some Cheerios and some cornflakes and some raisin bran. Green beans, and you can help yourself to a couple bread items here if you'd like.
Okay.
Add some bagels and some
Excuse me, where I pick the food to be donated?
Food and shelter are provided year-round, but a holiday extra for those at the men's shelter are backpacks. They're stacked up against the wall as each man comes in from the cold.
That is not your fault.
You guys look at that shelf. That bag
this
is moving.
One. That bag is not moving.
The backpacks are part of a community gift drive organized by Julie and Jeff Ward of Madison.
2 years ago, I was in Menards, and I saw a lot of backpacks on sale. And my husband had been volunteering at the homeless shelter, making breakfast once a month. And I went home, and I woke up in the middle of the night with sort of this idea to buy all the backpacks and get people to fill them up and distribute them at the homeless shelter.
Inside the 150 backpacks given out from December to January are toiletries, warm clothes, and holiday candy.
Got a little bitty pocket up on top. It's got conditioner, batteries for my flashlight, candy.
Richard Aldrich says he's looking for work until he can return to Florida, but having little luck.
There ain't no jobs out here. Ain't not one job has ever called me back yet. I mean, it's hard to find a job when the college kids are here, but as soon as they leave, there will be jobs opening up.
54-year-old John Love can't work because of a disability. He, too, received a backpack while at the men's shelter.
For me, myself, I don't celebrate Christmas. But, you know, to have someone to give you something, I suppose, you know, that it was more than what you had. So you have to appreciate what someone gives you.
Shelter worker Mary Romansky says the backpacks are as useful as what's provided inside.
A lot of the men that come in carrying plastic bags. So the backpack's at least something where they can carry their personal stuff.
Maurice Mallett, who stays at the shelter, hopes the gift of backpacks will continue.
Gifts are from the heart. The book bags are everything.
Mine's is.
This is the third year Julie and Jeff Ward have organized the backpack gift drive. The Hospitality House will continue giving backpacks into mid-January. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.